Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about it. When you start off some way, sometimes we just assume it's always the same way.
Yeah.
But things change. People change. You know, you see people that get married and all of a sudden they say, we're two different people now, all this kind of stuff. But look at this. Well, you got to learn to get along even though you're two different people. Meet again, right? But in regards to this country, you know, we can look at the history and they quit teaching it for a while. But the truth is, you know, what kind of nation is America? You know, what kind of country have we become? This professor, Walter Williams with George Mason University, is answering the question, you know, what kind of government now is America? And he talks about we're creeping closer and closer to totalitarianism, where this government is huge, big, when it's supposed to be small and led by the people. Let's go there now and see what he had to say.
Well, we're moving towards totalitarianism. That is, I'm not saying that we're a totalitarian nation yet, but which way are we headed? Tiny steps at a time. More government control over our lives, or more liberty. And it's the latter, more government control over our lives. And so... And the tragic thing about this is that the American people have contempt for the United States Constitution, contempt and ignorance, because any politician who decided to uphold and defend the United States Constitution, he would not get elected to office by the American people. That is, if he says, look, nowhere in the Constitution is there authority for the federal government to be involved in education. So if you send me to Washington, I'm not going to bring back billions of dollars in aid to higher education because it's not in the Constitution. He'd be run out of town.
That's so important. You know, you think about that. And we've seen some people, I think it was Ted Cruz that was running,
yes.
Senator Ted Cruz, and he was running off, hey, constitutional soundness.
Strong constitutional.
A balanced budget. And America said no to that.
Yeah.
And he said, this is exactly what will happen, which means is people are not knowing, not or they're ignorant or don't care about the Constitution. That's sort of like, it's sort of like fish in an aquarium not caring about the aquarium.
Yeah.
It's actually the glass aquarium that's holding the fish in place. If we get rid of our Constitution, just the way the water and the fish would spill out over the face of the earth, America would spill out over the face of the earth. Our Constitution, it gives us borders, it gives us structure, it just lays out every single step. Every building in Washington, D.C. had to have a constitutional reason for it to be in there.
We need a re-education of the Constitution.
Yes,
how definitely. Many people don't know? How many children are not being taught right now? They just don't know.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And you can do that. If you hadn't heard of Barton,
David Barton with Wall Builders.
With Wall Builders.
Does an excellent job.
You can see their address right here on the screen. You can go there and find out more details and get the Heritage series they have, which is very, very, very powerful. But listen, comment below. What are your thoughts about this in regards to how close are we getting to losing this beautiful thing called America and our freedom? And we can turn around. At any moment, we can turn around because God is the one who gives freedom. He's our creator. But comment below. Write us. You know, let us know what's going on. I want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.